I love five-star hotels. I love staying in them because they are so comfortable, and I love the feeling of being pampered. At a five-star hotel, I don't have to worry or lift a finger. I can just be comfortable and leave my worries at the door. Before you get too comfortable, consider this: comfort never leads to action. In fact, luxury lulls. Are you going through an uncomfortable transition or phase in life right now? If not, when was the last time you felt really uncomfortable? It's only suffering that strengthens us. It's only true pain that purifies us. The pitch challenge today: embrace the uncomfortable part of your life right now. Don't lose hope. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How will it make me stronger? Who will the next version of myself be as a result? And most importantly, how will this change my life for the better? I was thinking about the scary and uncomfortable state of the coronavirus pandemic we are all involved in the other night. And as uncomfortable and hard as this time is right now, I stopped thinking in the present and reflected on past struggles. Then I realized something. I've already been through worse situations. For me, managing my divorce was much more worse than managing coronavirus. For me, watching my father suffer of Alzheimer's disease and eventually die was much more painful than coronavirus. But this is just my perspective, and it may not be yours because maybe on the suffering scale of 1 to 10, you have only experienced a 2 or a 3. Maybe this coronavirus experience will be your 8, 9, or even 10. Whatever form of suffering you are going through right now, I can tell you there is going to be an end to it eventually, and you'll come out of the suffering a stronger person, and you'll purify yourself through the pain. I'd much rather be carefree at a five-star hotel right now, but without times of pain and suffering, we can never truly appreciate the pleasure of comfort or a carefree life.